Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you, Dr. Elaine?
I'm very good. Today we have an exciting show, an incredible story to share with you. So keep listening because you will be amazed at this story. I'd like to recap our last show. We had Jackie and Dave with us, two married flight attendants who were both struggling with pain, migraine, back pain, depression, and actually having problems in their marriage. And within about 1 month of treatments with us, they are doing so much better with the depression, pain. Their marriage is better and very happy. So you can check our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, to listen to that show.
Yeah, this show is actually not about pain as much as about their marriage breaking apart because of the pain. And they saw counselors and other ideas, and it didn't work at all. And just a few treatments from us.
Right.
We fixed them, the whole relationship.
They were on the verge of divorce. And basically it was emotional, lack of communication and just not
due
being...
Due to their sickness.
Yeah, not being able to emotionally release their problems. So that's an amazing story. So should we get to our first guest?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our guest with us today, Joe. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you.
Hi, Joe.
Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us and talk with us.
No problem. If I'm able to say something that can help other people and encourage them to know that there's something out there to help them out.
Yes, good.
And your story is pretty amazing, too. First of all, tell us where you're from, what you do, and a little history of what happened before you came to see us.
Okay, well, basically, I'm born and raised in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
I was a spinal cord injury nurse for the last 15 years up until my condition. I have a movement disorder, and I was unable to work after 2004, so I became disabled through Social Security. I became increasingly difficulty walking. I was having movement disorders throughout my limbs, tremors in my hands, pain, tendonitis started to set in my elbows, and contractures in my left foot, just a number of things, dizziness, everything just started to fall apart. I went to the doctor, I went to several neurologists, and what happened was they would always tell me different things, whether they told me that it was generalized dystonia or they would tell me it was Parkinson's. I even had one doctor tell me it was muscular dystrophy, and ultimately, they're telling me it was progressive, it was getting worse and worse, end up in a wheelchair, barely able to walk with a cane or with crutches.
When were you in a wheelchair?
I still have the prescription to the wheelchair. I've been in and out of a wheelchair for most of my life, after age 16.
Okay. So you actually were born with dystonia then, or born with a movement disorder?
Well, I was born breech, and I was a big baby. I was close to 9 pounds. So what happened was a cord wrapped around my neck a few times, and I was anoxic for about 13 minutes. My heart stopped. I finally, after 13 minutes, they were able to get my heart beating again.
Okay.
So they say that that's part of it. Also, injuries to the head, a lot of blunt force injuries that I received growing up. I had a very abusive upbringing, and so a lot of alcoholism, a lot of everything in the family. So there was a lot of abuse, a lot of physical abuse.
Now, growing up, though, you were able to walk until you were 16 then?
I would fall a lot. My father would always tie my shoes up, and he would always take me to the different doctors and give me orthopedic shoes.
Okay.
But I was always tripping and falling. And,
okay.
Yeah.
So then at 16, you were, from 16 on, you were in and out of a wheelchair.
Definitely.
But then you were able to work for 15 years as a nurse.
I would do my best, because I went to Social Security. My parents took me, and they told me, you're going to end up getting about $500 a month. And I thought about it. I'm not going to have a life. I'm not going to, how am I, that's not companion material.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I fought through it. I finished off high school through home studies, and then I pushed myself through an LVN program, and I went to work for Loma Linda.
Mm-hmm.
I learned ventilators and tracheostomies, and I worked as much as I could. And there's such a shortage in nursing. I thought this through, and I worked holidays when nobody was willing to work, and
good for you.
Mm-hmm. Take care of the patients that nobody wanted, ex-gang members, shooting victims, anything nobody wanted, that's the job I would take. So they would overlook my fact that I couldn't walk very well, or that I would take longer to do my job.
But you were able to work.
I was able to work, and I would always hire somebody to help me with my nurse's notes, because I knew that if I worked a few years as best as I could at least, you know, accumulate some earned income so that my Social Security disability wouldn't be so low.
Right, right.
That's why God pay you extra to bring you to us.
As long it seems now, because I mean, up until right before I met you, Dr. Tong, I was going to the doctor, and they're giving me all kinds of pain medicine, all kinds of things, and I'm still in pain, and I'm telling the doctor, look, this isn't working for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 37. My liver and my kidneys, I know this. I'm putting too much medication into my system.
They're making you worse.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And too many years of that, I'm not going to live very long.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of life that I'm living is not going to be worth it.
Exactly.
And then my wife found you on the magazine.
Yes.
In Coast Magazine. And she went looking. She's a little research person. She went looking online.
She's a powerhouse.
And she did it for me. She basically convinced me. I wasn't looking forward to the needles, I'm going to tell you. I'm not a needle person. And
I am.
I'm good at giving injections when I was able to do it. But now I can tell you, all the needles, it doesn't hurt like you would think. And afterwards, it's worth it.
Yeah, how many treatments have you had?
I've had a lot of...
No, how many treatments from us have you had?
Only two treatments, but that's
only
after
two.
The first one, I really felt the difference already.
Uh-huh.
The
one.
Second one, it continued to help.
Yeah.
I'm able to raise my foot off the ground. I'm able to walk. The other day, I forgot my cane.
Yeah.
I know, when you came to bring, and we have to talk about your in-laws too, but so two treatments, and this wasn't even consecutive. You didn't come one week after another.
I didn't do it the way your dad told me to do it.
Right, yeah.
I wanted to try to exercise and recover, but I can tell now, I can see that if I do this weekly, the next time I do it, that I'm going to...
Within 6 months, I can tell you, you walk like a normal person, no cane, and you can even run.
Yeah.
I can tell you this.
Really?
You know, I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest with you, Dr. Tong. I mean, like, for instance, I don't, the belief part, I mean, I really wanted to believe that.
Yes.
But I've been like this so long.
Yes.
That I was just wanted some of the pain alleviated.
Yes.
But the other day when I actually forgot that cane and I was walking and my feet were landing straight on that cement, and I kept looking down, I got so excited. I hadn't jumped up and down in many years.
Somebody stole my cane.
I'm telling you, I left it I had to go drive back and go get it. I forgot it in the restaurant.
Yeah, you know what? And for our listeners, because, you know, when you listen to it, first of all, to to explain how your feet are. They contract so that you can't flatten them on the ground.
My left foot contracts down as if I were to be standing on a branch, and my right foot, I stand sideways on the outer portion.
Right.
I've been doing this so long that I've grown a bone spur on the side of my foot that's so painful.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's where I'm not stepping on that side of the foot hardly at all anymore.
Right.
I know that I'm going to get better.
Only two treatments. I saw you the other day. You were picking your foot and laying flat on the ground.
Yes.
Also, another thing that is more, to me, is more important than that is I've not been able to use utensils for several years because I just can't hold a spoon or a glass to my mouth.
Uh-huh.
I've been drinking out of a straw, and I'm starting to see improvement. The tremors are starting to subside. So I can see where this is really going somewhere. The tendonitis in my elbow, my right elbow, has been so painful that it would wake me up at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was unable to deal with this for the last 5 years. And now I'm feeling hardly any pain. And the cold weather, I know for a fact it's working because the cold weather is my death.
Mm-hmm.
Every winter, I just don't look forward to the cold.
And it's been cold here.
It's been very cold, and we don't use heating in this house. My in-laws don't believe in heating. They're from 1920s. The house is made out of wood, and they've seen too many houses burn down.
Hey, you know what? Global warming doesn't apply to the Earth.
It doesn't apply to Los Angeles in this particular house.
Not to the Earth.
This is a phenomenon over here.
Cold.
So you haven't been affected by the cold then?
No, I wouldn't even be talking on the phone right now. I would just be laying in a fetal position right now and just I've not been able to watch a movie for this last several years because the pain and the spasms is so much that
terrible.
I just don't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I get up, I move, I sit, I can't sit, I can't stand, I can't lay. I'm moving.
Good
and
for you.
Now I'm actually able to relax a little bit.
Oh,
yes.
That's wonderful.
And I'm actually able to think and not just, because it affects your mind. It affects your stress.
Right.
Tell us about your anxiety. The first day I saw you, you are totally different. Now you talk. I wish I taped you on the YouTube and the way you walk. I forgot, you know.
Oh, no. It's fine. I've gone in and out of psychiatric therapy since I was in my teens because of my anxiety and depression, obsessive thinking. This whole thing, I mean, I had plans. I had plans since I was young in order to continue, and I wanted to always achieve, and this has always been a very big damper for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I have a very big problem with accepting and looking in the mirror and accepting my physical limitations. And now, because I'm seeing that there is something pushing me towards improvement.
Yes.
And I'm seeing it. I'm feeling better, but immediately when I did receive treatment, I did feel the anxiety subside.
Exactly.
I've been carrying everything. I'm the type of person that I carry everything, and I think about everything bad that has happened to me every single day, all day long.
And now you're able to let it go.
Now you're thinking everything good.
I'm thinking
every
about
day.
Future. I'm making plans.
Yes,
I'm making
for
plans
you.
For the future. I'm actually feeling like I can go
that
back to
so,
school at one point.
You will.
It's only been two treatments, and that tells me that you respond so well to the treatment because you want to get better and you're able to let go of a lot of the emotional garbage that you've been through all your life.
I don't know how many people out there are listening, okay? That is our problem with our healthcare crisis. We don't have any healthcare other than from here.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you reforming? You're putting more sick people on a sick system that costs so much money.
And that's another thing is Joe has Medicare, and they only allow three treatments every 60 days. Can you imagine if they allowed weekly treatments, how fast you're going to improve?
You save so much more money.
But he's lucky because he does well. Two treatments, and it's been a month
but
since you started.
Even with this schedule, you will go back to totally normal, and one day you will not need our treatment.
Oh, I plan on it.
I don't plan on it.
I plan on going as much as I can and keeping my, like right now, those three treatments, I'm going to put them a week apart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already planning for that because this is important. This is changing my life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And fast.
Right.
I couldn't look at my wife in the eyes and exactly feel like I'm being blunt. I didn't feel like a man anymore. I didn't feel complete.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know, I was cheating her by even considering for her to to stick around.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
I just couldn't. I couldn't look her in the eyes anymore. Mm-hmm. And now I'm actually seeing where my relationship, it doesn't have to be the end of it. I feel more complete. Mm-hmm.
She's very supportive of you too, though.
Yes.
She is, but I didn't want to be selfish.
Yeah.
And it was tearing me apart. It was killing me. That's part of my depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I understand that. Yeah.
Our relationship took some hits, but we. Lucky for me, like you said, she's very supportive, and also thanks to you guys, I really see where I can have a full life.
Yeah,
wonderful.
You will.
You will. Absolutely.
In no time at all, this year.
And now I'm seeing it. This isn't, you know, suggestive thinking or anything. My father-in-law, he is feeling so much better.
Let's talk about your in-laws.
Yeah.
So your father-in-law, he came in
yesterday,
his first treatment?
They were thinking it was arthritis. They were thinking all sorts of things. He was always been a very active man. He moves around. He's 84 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since his son died a couple of years ago, he just started to have deterioration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unable to get up, unable to change positions, crying all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been horrible. And I felt bad because I knew that there was something that could be done. He's taking, they put him on Voltaren. They put me on Voltaren as well for the arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't helping him.
Mm-hmm.
It was just causing his stomach to burn.
Mm-hmm.
He was having heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday he was very nervous about these shots. And he doesn't like needles. He says, that's my worst fear.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing. This is a very tough guy. He used to be a police officer in Mexico.
Oh.
He's just a very tough man, but he went through it. Today he's happy. He's been running around and smiling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and he's not a supplement taker either. He won't take vitamins, but he is now. I see him smiling. I haven't seen him smile in many moons.
He's taking my supplement, right?
Exactly. He's taking the omega-3s.
Yes.
He's taking his liver cleanse. He's taking as well. Something else he's taking, I have to
Probably
ask my wife what it is.
Too.
But he just, like nothing. He ate breakfast happily today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He wasn't being picky or finicky about
it. Any pain at all?
No. He says doesn't have any pain. He's crossing his legs and walking around.
Mm-hmm.
And he volunteered to go to the grocery store today.
Yeah.
And only one treatment.
One treatment.
And he's looking forward to Wednesday, right after. Dr. Tong asked him yesterday, I bet you don't feel the same fear of those needles anymore.
I turn everybody to be a needle addict.
Exactly. It works, though. My mother-in-law, same thing. She's had uncontrolled high blood pressure because of her diet, many years of overeating, overweight. The cravings that you promised also, I'm having sugar tooth, my father-in-law as well, were sugar freaks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching the children, they're eating donuts or they're eating cake. Before, that was my addiction.
Yes.
And not no more. I'm happy. I can have an orange, an apple, a banana, and I really do feel better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stop your kids from doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're turning them to be sick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, my nephews and my nieces, I really don't have too much. I try to, you know, counsel them because I tell them, by the time you get to that age, right now you don't feel anything. You feel like you can eat anything and nothing hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get that past, after 21, wow.
Tell them they don't get needles.
Yeah, everything catches up. Everything catches up.
Yeah.
So your mother-in-law's feeling better too. I know she had neck pain, headaches, back pain.
And also she was on Coumadin.
Uh-huh.
And because she had a minor stroke a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this blood pressure problem, and she has atrial fibrillation,
mm-hmm.
so many years of no exercise and bad diet and obsessive thinking,
mm-hmm.
now she's hardly having to take the Coumadin at all. And this is
mainly
because the Coumadin is...
Are they thinking that she's a rat?
Yeah, she needs to...
They're giving her Decon. Basically, if you look at the ingredients in any rat poison, it says warfarin, which is a generic word for Coumadin.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just, it scared her, I told her, because she was always... She's been the kind of person that she brags. Even when she's feeling sick, she says, okay, I'm fine. Until she gets sick, then she gets scared. Then she runs to the doctor. You don't wait for your car to start leaking oil and smoking. You need to maintain this car
That
it doesn't leave you stranded.
That's what we tell our patients. You know, actually,
you tell our patient that you don't wait until you get diapers before you come see us.
Thank you, exactly.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. You can check. We have all of our radio shows archived, and we have YouTube videos, too, that you can see our patients before and after. Amazing things. And we actually need to tape Joe, too. So, Joe, actually, with your mother-in-law, she doesn't need to take the Coumadin. If she's alkaline, and I told your wife about this, that she needs to alkalinize herself, because if her blood is thin, she will not stroke out for the atrial fibrillation.
I did explain this to her also, mm-hmm. because I also talked to Dr. Tong about it yesterday, because I've been concerned, mm-hmm. because her diet part, it's where she'll say she ate this and ate that, but she'll be sneaking certain foods.
Mm-hmm.
But we did talk to her about it, and I know that after a couple more treatments, I see where it's going to go in the right direction.
Yeah, probably with a couple more treatments, she won't.
No, her blood pressure is lower now.
Yeah.
It immediately was lower.
Yeah. Just like Dr. Elaine was
talking.
Now
we're following up with the exercise.
Yeah. The most important thing, like Dr. Elaine was saying, is that she need to be alkalized.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If she's alkalized, she doesn't throw clot.
Mm-hmm. No. We see a difference. You're right, because she has a spicy tooth.
Mm-hmm.
She has to have everything with hot.
Yeah.
And when she doesn't, her blood pressure and everything is
it turns
much better.
Exactly. Yeah, we told her that.
Yeah, so if she needs to cut out the spicy foods and cut out the sweets, and things will be, and her blood pressure will be much better, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I can already see the difference, and I can see where if she's more disciplined also and follows your instruction,
mm-hmm.
it will be the way that you say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's a point, okay? We cannot cure somebody unless they do something to maintain the health.
Mm-hmm.
We can restore health. That's it. That's what we do every single time, is restore your health. The patient had to do your part to maintain this health to get a permanent cure.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not a big sacrifice.
No, it's not.
The medication is actually a bigger sacrifice. People think they can pop a magic pill, but these pills mess you up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And
they mess
you
up.
It from first experience.
Kidding.
Yes,
they
do.
And like you're saying now, you're actually craving healthier foods too.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. You're
yes,
making
it
more satisfying.
You know, and one thing that Dr. Tong, you and Dr. Elaine, what you fixed for me was this. This is something that I had not mentioned to you before. I was taking, I believe it was something with levodopa in it.
Mm.
They were trying to treat Parkinson's for me a few years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the tremor started.
Yeah.
Because later they found out that they gave me something that affected me in a wrong way and gave me the tremors.
Right.
Let me tell you, it's okay.
Oh my God.
And now the tremors are getting better.
Western medicine, drug and surgery, is the cause of a healthcare crisis.
Yeah.
Whether you guys like it or not, because one sooner or later, we have to face this is a fact. Okay, Western medication is the number one cause of death. Number one cause of death. There's an article that says that Western medicine caused 280,000 deaths a year. But now cancer is number one and heart disease number two. Those are mistreated by allopathic medicine.
Yeah.
So you add about 1 million people plus 280,000 people
that
being killed every single year.
That means Western medication is the number one
every
culprit.
Single year. Mm-hmm. So you guys better learn this.
You know, why would they diagnose you with Parkinson's? You're young, and I mean, it's...
They gave me the tremors first with the medication. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, I guess if you look at it from a certain perspective, I wouldn't tell on a colleague either if he made a mistake or if I suspect he might have made a mistake. I mean, that's the truth. And people stick together.
Yeah.
We better start telling this horrible mistake that people will learn not to take drugs. Drug never restore health.
Mm-hmm.
Never restore health.
Now, are you on any medication now, Joe?
I mean, they prescribed it to me, but I haven't been having to take it at all. I'm not taking... I was popping 1,200 milligrams of Motrin with 1,000 milligrams of Tylenol per day.
Oh,
I was taking Neurontin, 300 milligrams, three times a day. I was taking Voltaren twice a day. I was taking Valium four times a day. Flexeril muscle relaxants twice a day.
And did any of these help at all?
After a while, they weren't even taking the edge off. It was killing me. That's how come it was to the point where when Dr. Tong first saw me, I was in such a state I was contemplating. I was having suicidal thoughts when I met Dr. Tong.
Oh my goodness. Mm.
I wasn't wanting to live like this much longer.
And now you want to kill the doctors.
now you're off all the medication, correct?
I'm not taking anything. I'm not taking.
And listen to you. You have hope.
I feel great. I really do.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for taking the time.
Your story.
Yeah, this story is amazing. So anyone who's out there listening, we're not making this up. This is something that Joe really went through. And
I'm going through it now. It's real.
And your walking is continues to improve every day?
Every day. And, I mean, I've even told my wife, I'm going to get on those forums with all the people with movement disorders. They need to know about you guys.
Thank you. You do that good job, and God will pay you extra.
Thank you.
I'm doing it just
guaranteed.
Like you said, karma. I do believe in karma.
Yeah.
What
God
goes will around do comes it. Around.
Joe, you have a beautiful heart, and your family's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have you on again and to report your progress.
Three more treatments. We'll see. You won't need the cane. I can almost promise you.
He already doesn't need the cane.
He doesn't need the cane anymore?
Barely.
Yeah.
All right. You have a great weekend.
We'll see you soon.
You're going to come in soon, yeah?
Yes, definitely. Next week, I'll be there.
All right. Mm-hmm. Take care.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. If you're just tuning in, you missed an incredible story. Joe, who had a history of anoxia when he was born for 13 minutes. Basically, he had no oxygen in his brain, and so he was born with movement disorder where his feet actually could not step flat on the ground, basically in and out of a wheelchair from 16 to 37, for 20 years, and he actually couldn't work for the past 5 years. He's only had two treatments from us, folks. Two treatments, not even consecutively. I think two in about a month. He's barely using his cane now, off all of his medication.
No pain. No anxiety. No depression.
He's happy. He has hope. His in-laws also came to see us, and they only have had two treatments, and they are doing much better. His in-laws' son had passed away a few years ago, and both were very depressed, and now they're doing much better. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Yeah, the cause was, the grief from their son's death.
Right.
Tune in. Next week we'll have more exciting cases. Our number again is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.